The Boston Celtics tip off their regular season tonight at the Garden as they face the Brooklyn Nets. The Celts finished last year with their second consecutive playoff appearance and their second consecutive first-round exit. They begin this season with some changes to the starting lineup, including the addition of All-Star Al Horford. With us this morning to talk about the new season is Kyle Draper from Comcast SportsNet. Good morning, Kyle, and thanks again for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
No problem, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, last year the Celts were viewed as an unexpected threat to the Eastern Conference, and many were surprised they could compete with the top teams. But now that many of their younger players have gotten some playoff experience, are they a legitimate threat to teams like the reigning champs, the Cleveland Cavaliers, do you think, Kyle?
No, I think no doubt. I think they could definitely give a team like the Cavs a series, and it's been amazing to see just the evolution of this team under Brad Stevens. Every year so far, they've gotten better. Their wins have improved, and I expect that again this year. You know, the thing that we learned last year about the Celtics, though, is as great of a regular season as they had and how exciting as it was, ultimately, this team will be judged what they do in the postseason. And, Bob, that's a mark of a good team. You know, if you're a bad team, you don't worry about the postseason. When you're a good team, you're judged by what happens in the playoffs.
I want to ask about Al Horford. The Celts acquired the all-star power forward from the Atlanta Hawks. There are big expectations for him. How does he fit in with the chemistry of this team, and what's he bring the Celts?
Oh, he fits like a glove, and we saw it so far during the preseason. I thought there would be some growing pains out there on the floor, and I know it's the preseason, Bob, but he looked really good. And what he brings is some stability at that position for the Celtics. He's one of those veterans, a four-time All-Star who's been around, this is his 10th season, I think it is. And what he brings is a guy that knows how to play the game. He always seems to make the right read. He always seems to know whether it's his turn to shoot, whether it's turns to pass. And people don't talk a lot about his defensive prowess. He's one of the top big man defenders in the league, and so I think this is a great improvement at the position for the Celtics.
Celts are once again one of the younger teams in the NBA with an average age of just over 26 years for the starters. How do you expect the starters to be this year, given that they are a touch older and a touch more experienced?
Yeah, not only a touch older, a touch more experienced, but still hungry. Guys like Isaiah Thomas feel they haven't scratched the surface on their full potential. Same with Jay Crowder. And so Avery Bradley gets better year in and year out. And so when you look at this Celtics team, their starting five is pretty darn good, Bob. To me, it'll come down to the bench guys, the guys like Marcus Smart, Kelly Olynyk when he comes back. Can they be consistent for this Celtics team? But I think they're starting five. I mean, I know we've only seen them a handful of times during the preseason, but when you look at every single position in that starting five, they got a pretty good player.
What about depth, which is important in basketball? How deep is the Celts bench this year?
Yeah, and that's going to be the million-dollar question this season. I'd say it's about eight or nine deep. In an ideal world, you would like it to maybe go nine or ten. But the key is going to be guys like Kelly Olynyk and Marcus Smart. Bob, this is Marcus Smart's third year. Is he going to take that big leap forward and up in scoring, up his shooting? Or is he just going to be the same old Marcus Smart that's inconsistent on the offensive end but plays great defense? I think that's going to be key for the Celtics this season.
All right, let me ask you one more question, Kyle Draper. How far will the Celtics go this year, do you think?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot. I say the Celtics make the second round. I think they do win a playoff series this year. I think once they get to the second round, outside of Cleveland, anybody can beat anybody in the Eastern Conference. And so I got the Celtics going to the second round.
It all starts tonight at the Garden. Celts play the Brooklyn Nets. Kyle Draper, thank you very much for talking to us this morning about the Celtics season. Kyle Draper from Comcast SportsNet.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.